Hi, my name is Emerson, and I'm 5 years old. And you are listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Emerson, and good morning, kids commuters. Welcome to day 4 of Women Composers Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We'll check in with our Quizlet and give you one more hint later in the show. Today's composer is a woman who broke the rules. Kind of. You know how we've been talking about how in the 1800s, women weren't really supposed to be professional composers? Well, other than being singers, they didn't really perform much professionally either. But Clara Schumann broke the mold. She was born in the year 1819. Her maiden name was Wieck. She was Clara Wieck. And she was a prodigy. And as we've mentioned this week, a prodigy is somebody who's super good at stuff from a very young age. And in this case, she was super good at the piano. Her father was a piano teacher, and he encouraged her and managed her career, and she made her professional concert debut when she was just 11 years old. And she was just amazing. The leading performers of the day, Frédéric Chopin and Franz Liszt, two of the most famous pianists ever, were huge fans of her mad piano skills, including her very special ability to play concerts from memory with no sheet music, which was completely unheard of at the time. In fact, after Clara, all the boys had to catch up and do the same. When Clara was 21, she married Robert Schumann, who was a student of her father's that she'd known for most of her life. He went on to be a very famous composer. Here's something neat, though. At the time, all the famous piano composers, like Chopin and Liszt, would perform their own works in concert. Robert, though, had hurt his hand, so starting from the time when she was about 12, she would usually perform his works for him. Now, because she'd been so immersed in music her whole life, Clara knew a lot and was a famous teacher and mentor to many musicians. Among them was composer Johannes Brahms. She was the first person to perform publicly any of his work. Now, eventually, Robert Schumann got very sick and died, and Clara had to take care of their 8 children all by herself. And she made her living teaching and playing concerts and kept her career going strong for 61 years. Despite her fame as a performer, because of that whole ladies aren't composers thing, her music was put away and most people didn't even know about it until about the last 100 years or so. In fact, some of her music is still hiding out in the vaults of private collectors, so we haven't even heard it all yet. You know, there's just so much great stuff to say about Clara Schumann that we could be here all morning, so let's just listen to some music now. Today's music features Clara's favorite instrument, the piano. Here's a chamber piece she wrote in the year 1846. Thank you. That was the second movement of the piano trio in G minor by today's featured composer, the fabulous Clara Schumann. All right, kids commuters, time now to check in with our Quizlet. All week we've been asking you a question and we're giving you hints. One last hint today, if you know the answer, send it to us in a text message and we'll send you a Kids Commute prize back in the mail. So here's the question. Who was the first American woman in space? Some hints. She was a physicist who joined NASA in the year 1978. She went to space in the year 1983. She was also the youngest American astronaut to go to space at age 32. Here's another hint. This astronaut was the only person to serve on both committees analyzing the disasters of Space Shuttle Challenger in 1986 and Space Shuttle Columbia in 2003. Who is this astronaut? If you know the answer, send it to us in a text with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. See you tomorrow.
Interlochen Public Radio.